Melodies are kind of deep. No melodies are carried so easily persuaded. I think I'll pretend I'm my father for a moment, trying desperate to maintain certain economically sanctioned balance. Borderline. How would he ever learn to fall in love? How would he ever learn to like white wine? How would he ever learn to be romantico? Will he never learn to stop his crying lines? When the melody possesses me, my eyes are open. I don't need to learn no answers. I need to buy a home. I need to buy a family. Together we'll maintain certain economically sanctioned balance of borderline. I can wait to learn to fall in love. I have another glass of wine. My oh my, I feel a bit romantico, and I'm gonna learn to stop my crying lines. Empty the mouths over me like some wordless lullaby. Boom boom, mami me cantaba na na na. Y había sido para mí, but only part of me was ever close to understanding. Na 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 na. Melodies are children so easily persuaded. Tell me, when will children learn from their parents for a moment? Ain't really no such thing. Certain economically sanctioned balance borderline. You don't have to learn to fall in love. You don't have to learn to like white wine. You don't have to learn to be romantico, but you're gonna have to learn to stop your crying. You don't have to learn to fall in love. Oh, you never learn to like white wine. You don't have to learn to be romantico, but you're gonna have to learn to stop your crying.
I was in Ireland in 1997. When I got there, they said, "Sweet Mary, sounds like he's from Cork." I said, "I'm Puerto Rican." We pick up your accent pretty easily. I was in Puerto Rico and a guy comes up and he goes, "Is it true they call you the Mockingbird?" I go, "What?" "It's true they call you Mockingbird, you write a song with just about anyone's name in it." And I said, "What?" "Is it true you can write a song with just about anyone's name in it?" I said, "Well, I don't know, it depends. What's your name?" He says, "Michael." "Michael?" "Yes, Michael." And he spelled it as Michael. "All right, okay, what's your last name?" "Roch." "You want me to write a song about my crotch, right?" He was very funny. So I wrote him this song, and he cracked up. And ever since then, I get people to yell his name across the land. And the way it works is every time I yell, "You gotta watch!" And you say his name, "My crotch!" And you do that. It's pretty easy, to tell you the truth, and trust me, there's not many situations where you can yell, "My crutch!" in public and have people applaud at the end. So here we go, ready?